The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Mark Routh, CEO of Prospex Energy. PXEN is ticker there. Mark, thanks for joining me.
Hello, Justin. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and you've released an update there on the El Romeral, on the plant optimization project. Seems to be going well. We'll get into that in a bit. Before we do, as always, Mark, for people maybe not familiar with Prospex, could you give a brief summary as to what it's all about, please?
Yes, Prospex is an energy company. We are concentrating on gas assets onshore in Europe, and we have assets in Spain and in Italy, where we are joint venture partners, and we're looking to grow the portfolio and build from that.
Excellent stuff. Okay, so the news this morning, like I said, on the plant optimization, positive there, positive news. Could you explain a little more detail? Give us tell us what's happening here, Mark.
Yes, although we had some delays in procuring the necessary parts, and in particular, it was circuit boards and control system hardware, you know, the semiconductor supply chain was a problem recently. But I'm very pleased to report that we've now completed the plant optimization project, and it's been done on budget. So importantly, this upgrade allows us to run the plant 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because we now have remote monitoring and control systems installed. There were some teething problems getting them up and running, but we've now got it into continuous operation, and we can benefit from that. Historically, over the past few months, the plant has routinely been shut down at weekends because electricity prices were lower at the weekend and staffing levels were reduced. But in the last 6 months, we've seen electricity prices remaining high throughout the week, making continuous operation very beneficial. So this plant upgrade, the systems upgrade for the plant, allows us to run the plant with reduced manual intervention, and therefore it also reduces manpower required, and therefore the operating costs. And it has to be said that's been done with the agreement of the workforce, who are supportive of this. So there's no industrial issues that go on with the manpower at the plant. Mm-hmm. So we've got gas and electricity prices soaring in Spain and across Europe. So Prospex is delighted to be in a position to increase production, deliver an invaluable source of indigenous energy to Spain. And we're enjoying higher prices than before, and record and income per month has increased accordingly.
Yeah. And it says the optimization may allow an increase in power generation of income up to 65%, which is welcome news. Let's talk about the share register here. Nine large shareholders with more than 3%. How's it going on that side of the business?
Well, yes, I'm in dialogue with all our major shareholders, and I have to say they're all supportive of my plans to grow the portfolio, build the asset base, and increase production from our existing assets. Hopefully, this report this morning ticks one of those boxes that we are growing the assets from the base. But I don't take their support for granted, and I continue to talk with them. And we have, I feel, a good relationship going forward as to what the company is trying to do, and I have their support. But like I say, I'm not taking it for granted. We'll continue to have dialogue with them, our major shareholders. I mean, the nine largest shareholders represent over 50% of the share register. So it's important that we keep them on side and keep talking with them.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about the energy transition. It's probably one of the biggest trends around, and it's going to be around for decades. And you say that Prospex is looking to play its part. Can you shed more light on this, please, Mark?
Yeah, well, there's been a lot in the news over the past month or so about climate change and energy transition. I've said many times before, gas is the cleanest fossil fuel to use, and it provides a base load for energy when there is no sun or wind, which is what we found in Spain over the summer. We had unusually quiet periods of no wind and cloud cover, and there was insufficient renewable energy to supply the needs of the Spanish grid. Mm-hmm. So the demand for gas went up, the prices went up, and electricity prices went up. So I believe that the demand for gas, particularly domestically sourced gas, is bound to increase across Europe. And that's why Prospects is in this space. We've got European gas prices at all-time highs, and we see that for the foreseeable future. The other point is that Italy and Spain in particular rely hugely on LNG imports. And LNG is just exporting the carbon footprint elsewhere, because by the time you've transported the gas and gasified it and regasified it and put it back into the grid, you are damaging the environment far more than producing gas locally. So it's a good thing that we are looking to do domestic, indigenous, onshore gas. It's good for the countries in which we operate. And at the current time, we've got gases at an all-time high. In my 40-year career in the business, I've never seen them this high. Today, I looked it up, it was 270 pence per therm. That's just nuts. So we've got to look at growing the portfolio and going into this space, which is why Prospects is looking at gas. However, I will say we will look at opportunities in renewables. There's opportunities for solar power, hydrogen, all subject to funding, and other opportunities where we could actually use our existing connection to the grid in Spain at our power plant to grow into this space.
Mm-hmm. Excellent stuff. And with that in mind, what's your ambition? Where do you see Prospects in 5 years' time, hopefully, Mark?
Well, I've been asked this before, and I'll say it again. Prospects, my aim is to get the market cap and the share price, therefore, multiples of the current level. We want to increase income from production. Today's announcement actually puts a small step in that direction. And we're doing portfolio growth, and as I said before, it's gas in Northwest Europe, and I'm busy on that subject.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, as you know, Mark, on the front page of Vox there are 10 companies that are most followed currently. That changes all the time as people hit the follow buttons on the company pages. So if you could get on that list, give us three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button on Prospects Energy and add you to their watch list, please.
Well, three things. I would say Prospects is in the right place at the right time. We're in the right product, being gas in Europe. And we have an opportunity to grow and actually use the current news flow around energy and the shortage of energy in Europe. So that puts us in an ideal place to cash in on the investments that are required to deliver safe, cleanest energy in Europe. But bearing in mind that gas is a transition fuel, there's going to be demand for the foreseeable future.
Excellent stuff. Thanks very much, Mark. And hopefully, like I said, lots to catch up on. Busy there and behind the scenes. So no doubt we'll be chatting in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.